This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Crazy Rich Asians continues to kick ass at the box office. Jeff Goldstein, Warner Brothers head of domestic distribution, said, quote, "It clearly tells us all to take chances. Rom-coms aren't dead. You just need to come up with something new and different. This truly stands out," unquote. So far, the movie's earned over $120 million in the U.S. and Canada. Congrats. Ni hao. Better check your zipper, peeps. Justin Bieber headed to a post-church dinner with his fiancée Hailey Baldwin, dressed in a pot-leaf-printed blue shirt, backward baseball cap, navy pants, and a wide-open fly. Yeah, neither Bieber or Baldwin seemed to care about the state of the singer's zipper as they headed to Mastro's in Beverly Hills for a bite. Hey, Hailey, keep your man in check. Idiot! Angelina Jolie has made a change to her legal team amid her drawn-out divorce from Brad Pitt. Her old attorney had filed a brief on Jolie's behalf that claimed Pitt had paid no meaningful child support since separation. Pitt's team said, hey, he'd given more than $9 million to Jolie, which included $1.3 million in child support and another $8 million for their home. You know, this may never end. A man who admitted to being involved in the hacking scandal that led to nude photos of Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Upton, and other celebrities being released was sentenced to 8 months behind bars. George Garofano, who hacked into 240 different iCloud accounts, will report to prison on October 10th and will serve 3 years of supervised release once his sentence ends. Loser and idiot! Rapper Fat Joe celebrated his 48th birthday at Jay-Z's 4040 Club with all-star pals including Floyd Mayweather, Tiffany Haddish, and Mary J. Blige. While Jay-Z himself was on the road for his On the Run 2 tour with Beyoncé, he sent the party 10 big bottles of his Ace of Spades champagne at $6,000 per bottle. Why so much? Is it made with Queen Bey DNA? Ben Affleck's situation had grown dire before he checked into rehab to get treatment for alcohol issues. A source tells us he'd been drinking alone for days before he sought help. The source said, quote, "He was in bad shape. He'd barely been eating and hadn't showered. It didn't take much convincing. He wanted to go and he cooperated," unquote. We wish Ben the best of luck. Eminem reignited his musical feud with Donald Trump on the first track of his new album, Kamikaze. In The Ringer, he refers to the president, rapping, quote, "Agent Orange sent the Secret Service to meet in person to see if I really think of hurting him or ask if I'm linked to terrorists, only when it comes to ink and lyricists," unquote. Well done, Eminem. Well done. A man Mick Jagger's daughter is dating punched another man so badly he was arrested. Norman Theuercorn was at the Blind Dragon in West Hollywood and approached two random men, touching one of the men's legs, telling him he was beautiful. The man told him to scram. Minutes later, Norman returned and punched him so hard in the head he needed brain surgery. Wow, this guy needs a shrink. Alec Baldwin has withdrawn from the role of Bruce Wayne's father, Thomas, in the Joker movie. Yep, Baldwin said, quote, "I'm no longer doing that movie due to scheduling issues. I'm sure there are 25 guys who can play that part," unquote. Baldwin, 60, had been cast to join Joaquin Phoenix in the Joker solo project. Meanwhile, Roseanne Barr said, "I'm available." Rapper Lil Pump was arrested in Florida when he was pulled over while driving his Rolls Royce with the incorrect license plates. The Gucci Gang singer was caught driving the Rolls Royce through Miami's Little Havana neighborhood with license plates that belonged to a Mini Cooper. The 18-year-old rapper also didn't have a driver's license. Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, idiot! Prince and Paris Jackson paid tribute to their late father, Michael Jackson, on what would have been the King of Pop's 60th birthday. The siblings attended the Michael Jackson Diamond Celebration at the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas, which featured a performance of the Cirque du Soleil Michael Jackson One Show. Usher, who always wanted to be Michael, also performed. Slash just can't seem to get his divorce from estranged wife Perla finalized. Her attorney said, quote, "Even though Slash reported $45 million of income last year, he refused to pay for a $1,500 drum set that was requested by his son so that he could have a drum set at his mother's home where he spends approximately 90% of his time," unquote. Maybe they should slash the price. Lana Del Rey called off her performance at Israel's Meteor Festival. It would have been her first time performing in the country after canceling a previous engagement in 2014. Del Rey commented, "It's important to me to perform in both Palestine and Israel and treat all my fans equally, and therefore I'm postponing my appearance," unquote. Del Rey was then struck by lightning. Has been. Heather Locklear is facing more legal problems. Yep, the troubled actress has been hit with three new charges stemming from her arrest in which she assaulted a police officer and an EMT. She was charged with one misdemeanor count of interfering with a law enforcement officer and two counts of misdemeanor battery for attacking first responders. Oh, Heather, please make it stop. The trash bin. Wow. Mel B couldn't take care of her kids on her own because she got blackout drunk nearly every day, according to her former nanny. Russell Updegraff, who took care of her two kids for several months this year, said in a custody hearing that the singer started drinking beer around 10 a.m., later moving on to wine and liquor. Mel has denied everything, hiccuping vigorously.
The news wrap-up.
Bank of America has downgraded EA, Activision Blizzard due to competition from Fortnite. China's Huawei is racing to beat Apple to release the first next-generation AI chip for smartphones. Lenovo launched their C930 YogaBook laptop with a touchscreen in place of the regular keyboard. Amazon now owns $1 billion worth of other companies, and soon, everything else.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Nun beats out Crazy Rich Asians for number one.
The number one album.
Eminem's Kamikaze is the brand new number one album.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still the number one best-selling app.
The number one book.
Crazy Rich Asians is still the number one fiction book in the USA.
Ariana Grande has been in the news so much lately. She got engaged to Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson after a whirlwind two-month romance. Their love affair has been microscopically documented daily on all the gossip TV programs and websites. She got groped live on national TV by a religious pastor during Aretha Franklin's funeral service. She also just released her new album, Sweetener, which entered the U.S. charts at number one. It includes a track on it entitled, you guessed it, Pete Davidson. Here's the follow-up to her smash hits No More Tears to Cry and God is a Woman. It's the song of the week, Breathin'.
Sometimes it's hard to find. Find my way up into the clouds. Tune it up, they can be so loud. You remind me of a time when things weren't so complicated. All I need is to see your face.
That was Ariana Grande with the song of the week, Breathin'. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.